Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
Head up and I'm leaning, I'll be in them hills. Roll some weed and pop a pill. Baby, living life is full of thrills. Play a couple bangers, R&B or drill. Maybe we can Netflix chill. Take a walk and hit them fields. Out for shopping, copping hills. Private reservation meals. Baby girl, I'll be your shield. Whatever you're down, I feel. Long as we keeping it real. Yeah. Put a film and smoke some backwards. Baby girl, you know I hit it backwards. Baby girl, I hit it in the morning. For work and you're yawning. Early whiles it's dawning. The birds are chirping in you and we working. Sexual diversions way better in person. See, I don't like to argue all the time, but if things could be more simpler, then baby, you be mine.
Words.
Not something that you want to hear. I want quiet. I don't need you in my ear. I need quiet.
Yes, our ski. If you don't know what this is, please let me be the first to tell you. This is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. I'm your highly favored, blessed hostess with the absolute mostest. And just like I do every time, I'm gonna get you right back, straight back into the motherfucking mix, man. Let's go!
Anything you need off top, you can hit me. Life getting crazy, shit getting tricky. It's just something about you, man, it's better when you whip me. Flight to the D, don't trip, it's on me. Then I'ma lay you down, I'ma give you what you need.
There's so many things running through my mind. I don't know why, but I hope I
get a chance to see you. Cause it's been a minute. I like when you wear your hair like that. Stop tripping. And how can I resist when it feels so right? So fuck all that texting, babe. I'm about to book the flight.
I don't know what it is, but it feels so right. How could I say no when it feels so right? Yeah. And that's my nigga forever. I told him, yeah, you doing good, but you can do a little better. And when I call, I'm just checking, making sure that you good. Do the bitch cook you breakfast.
And I'ma do the same for you, baby, for real. Can I resist when it feels so right? Conversation on point, smile so bright. I know we just met, but you kinda my type. You kinda hella fly, I kinda wanna try. Look me in my eyes, tell me how it feel. And it's so deep, like I'm tryna make a kid. Heart was so cold, you showed me how to feel. A lot of shit changing, but still got bills. I needed inspiration, you came through the chill. I show love back, cause I keep it so real. It feels so better when you with me. So damn right, baby, you can come with me. With your sexy ass.
I don't know what it is, but it feels so right. How could I say no when it feels so right? Yeah. And that's my nigga forever. I told him, yeah, you doing good, but you can do a little better. And when I call, I'm just checking, making sure that you good. Do the bitch cook you breakfast,
and I'm just saying for you, baby, for real.
I don't know what it is, but it feels so right.
Yes, sir. Ski! You know the motherfucking deal. You know the motherfucking vibes, man. This is Family Time with Uncle Sean Dom P. I am, of course, your highly favored, your blessed, your hostess with the absolute mostest. And for those of you who did not hear in the intro, please let my baby reintroduce me one more time. I am... Yes, sir, and yes, man. First off, I want to start by welcoming all my first time and all my last time listeners. This is episode 135, right, of this shit we be doing all the motherfucking time, man. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Usually how I start this thing, I started by telling you how your uncle's been doing this week, what's been going on in my neck of the woods. And then I get to all the shits, man. I get to entertainment, news, sports, new music, politics. I get to it all, man. And then I get to the shits, man. I keep it real with you. I tell you what the fuck's going on, man. But shout out to all the people out there doubting a young nigga, thinking I'ma stop. Thinking that, oh, he got this far. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen a pod uploaded in a minute. Maybe he gonna stop. No. No. You know, you dumbass niggas. You really think that I'm gonna stop this fucking grind? I love this shit, man. I love the hustle. I love the game. You know what I'm talking about? But what's up, y'all? Here back again for another week. How has your uncle been doing, man? I can't even come in here and lie to y'all, man. This week, I don't even know how to explain this week, man. This week has been one of the most shittiest weeks I have had in recent fucking memory. I'm sure if I go back in the rest of the podcast, I'm sure I could find a week where shit wasn't going great. A week that I was down in the dumps, in my feelings, hurt. But I don't really want to do that. I don't want to be down in the dumps. But yeah, this has been a really long week. It's been mentally, physically exhausting. More mentally exhausting for me. I've been all over the place. I've been traveling. I've been back and forth. Of course, I've been in and out the gyms, just trying to work off the pain, work off the hurt, work off whatever the fuck's going on in my life. But I can't lie to y'all, man, it's been rough. What I really want to speak about and just speak to, especially because my week has been so rough, I definitely want to come in here and be transparent and honest with you guys and tell you exactly what's happening. But as of right now, I cannot speak on everything that has been going on. All I can really say is just check on your people, man. Check on your people. You know what I'm saying? If you care for somebody, if you love somebody, if they're your friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your mom, dad, sister, cousin, acquaintance, if you care about somebody, check on them, man. Especially check on your friend that's always making everyone laugh, that's always in a good mood. Check on them the most. And even check on your friends who aren't always that, because you never know what's going on. You never know when someone goes back to their home, what they're going through mentally, physically, what's been going on with their families and their significant others, boyfriend, girlfriends, wives, husbands. You never know. Excuse me. Ooh, I need a little drinky drink. But you never know what's going on with people. So check on them. Check on people's mental health. Be wary of your mental health. And other shit I've been going through this week, man. Just, I've been trying to stay out my fucking feelings. Now, I don't know if this, and I hate to fucking bring it into zodiacs and shit, because I do in some ways believe in zodiacs. Whenever someone does bring up something about a zodiac, it kind of, you know, correlates to me and my behavior. But I don't like to fucking be like, oh, I didn't cut the grass today because I'm an Aquarius, or I'm not that type of zodiac person. But I've been in my little Aquarius feelings this week, and I really thought it was gonna get me down, but just everyone out there, know your worth. Know that you should be treated right. Know that you should, I'm just giving out a whole lot of games today, but just keep your head up, man. Just keep your motherfucking head up, man. Keep your head up, man. A lot of the homies, a lot of people, well, on my timeline that I've been seeing, a lot of people are going through that. And if you don't know, I'm gonna just call it the summer break. You know what spring break is? It's a break in the spring. Everyone goes out, blows off some steam, and then they come back right to the bullshit of school, work. And so spring break is a time where people, you know, gotta go outside, gotta let it out, gotta let shit happen. But I'm calling this summer break. A lot of shit happens in the summer. A lot of people die in the summer. It's just one of the things that I've come to get accustomed with. Just a lot of things happen in the summer. We lose homies in the summer. People lose relationships in the summer. Summer is a time where people just want to be out and do stuff. And you can tell by certain people's vibes, and a whole lot of people on my timeline, my friends, a lot of people are going through a lot of relationship turmoil because one of the partners, and unbeknownst to you, one of the partners in your relationship could not want to be in the relationship for summer. This is what I'm calling a summer break. Some people have that summer break where they want to be left alone. They want to do their own thing. I don't even know how to describe. Like, it's just it's a vibe. Like, summer is a vibe for real. Like, and y'all just gotta, the people gotta deal with it, man. Like, if someone wants to leave you during the summer and then possibly, you know, come back to you and rekindle, man, just keep doing your thing. Like, get through it. Like, summer's heating up. Summer's getting crazy. Summer is, and speaking of just people taking fucking summer breaks, like, that's what is really fucked up in relationships nowadays, because people aren't loyal to a relationship anymore. People are more inner selfish because possibly they've been hurt before, possibly because they grew up that way. They grew up rough. They grew up where the language of love really wasn't present. Like, some males grow up and they don't really have a strong relationship or bond with their mother. They develop mommy issues. And trust me, I see a lot of grown ass niggas walking around here with mommy issues. I could have mommy issues myself. I believe me and my mom have worked through a lot of our issues, and our relationship is so much more beautiful now today. But just people in general in relationships, like, people are so quick to this, like, just the times we're living in, everything is so quick, everything is so fast paced. Niggas don't even listen to an hour podcast. Niggas don't even watch hour shows anymore. Like, people can barely listen to a 4-minute song. A lot of the songs nowadays are 2 minutes, 1 minute 30. Like, everything's so quick and on to the next. Like, people don't mature in their relationships. Like, if, say you're in a relationship with someone and someone doesn't text you. This is a theme that I see all the fucking time on social media. Just say you're in a relationship and you're significant other doesn't text you for the whole entire day, a whole 24 hours, possibly even more, 48 hours, 36 hours, 72 hours, just hypothetically. A lot of people will boom move on real quick. Nigga, you can't, if you can't, you know, if within a whole day, a whole big 24 hours, if a nigga can't text me back and I'm not on a nigga mind at all, like, nigga, I'm done with you. I'm moving on. Like, it's whatever. Like, I'm outside this summer. Fuck nigga, free all that. It really be like that. I be seeing a lot of shit like that. Niggas too, like, niggas be on the same shit too, on the same Hoodville type time. Like, hey, yo, man, listen, bro, shorty ain't replying a whole day, she for the streets, all that, all, it's the same thing on the opposite side of the coin. So, just people nowadays, there's no room for forgiveness in relationships, there's no room for growing in a relationship, there's no room for learning someone and forgiveness in a relationship. Like, I just remember back in the day, like, well, maybe just for me, because I'm an old soul. I've been in relationships where, yo, like, I've been with a girl and she's cheated on me. Now, some people, and this is this conversation a lot of people don't want to have. I want to have it with both sides of the coins, man, males and females. But I've been cheated on back in the day. And I, because I love this person and I'm growing with this person, and possibly this person was younger, you know, they haven't done that much living, they're still learning, it's still a process of learning. Like, yo, you said you were loyal to this, like, you have to stand on a certain moral compass. Like, if I was to ever, you know, cheat or step out, I would hope my partner grants me the grace and saying, okay, it was a weak moment for him, can we move past this, can I move past this, can I forgive this person, and how can we grow, how can we change, how can we develop into, you know, just what we want each other to be in the relationship. And a lot of times, I can say this for a lot of females, they will forgive their nigga when he cheats, and they will take him back, and they will try and love him, and they'll try and do all the, you know what I'm saying. A majority of niggas, they're the ones who aren't understanding, and nah, my bitch cheat on me, dog. Like, nigga, she cut, she done, it's over with. Like, I, because I'm an individual thinker, I don't like crowd think, I don't like to go with what everyone does, and I stand on my emotions. Like, how I feel is how I feel. If I feel this in this moment, if I feel this about you, like, I mean it. Like, love to me, it does not have an expiration date. It doesn't, I loved you for a whole year, we've been in this relationship, it's been mostly good, barely any bad, or it could have been a lot of bad, could have been a lot of good, but I'm looking at the glass half full. So it could be up and down relationship. You cheat, and I look at it as she's human. She's a person. She will make mistakes. But I tell this person I love them. So I love them so much, I'll give them grace. I'll give them forgiveness. And I'll try to, in other words, for lack of better words, turn the other cheek. I'll forgive you. You slap me in this face, I'm turning my other cheek, hoping, because you say you love me and we have an understanding of loyalty, that you won't slap me in my other face, in my other cheek. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I don't know how I got off into that. I just went into a whole fucking spill about relationships. But yes, man, the summer break is a real thing. Some people in the summer, they need a break. A little. It don't gotta be cheating on your significant other. It ain't gotta be that. Some people just need a breather. Because something a lot of people don't understand, like, before you were in a relationship, I don't care if it was a year, 2 years, 3 years, a couple months, a couple weeks, that person was their own human before they even met you. Give them their own time to be on their own. Just deep dive into themselves. A lot of people still don't know themselves. A lot of people need to be granted that time and the ability to learn about themselves and grow as a person. That's why I don't respect people like racists. Like, how are you so closed-minded? Like, you judge someone off the color of their skin. Now, that's an extreme example, but neither here nor there. We got a couple things to talk about, man. So let's get to the shits. Let's get to it. Alrighty, in first news coming up on my timeline this week, LeBron James. Yes, LeBron James is in headlines because it's official, man. LeBron James has officially reached billionaire status. A couple of gunshots for my man, Bron. It is being reported that LeBron James, one of the most powerful athletes in the world throughout the time in the NBA, has been able to build his career and his companies that include sneakers, media companies, and of course his legacy in the basketball world. He has earned millions upon million dollars throughout his career, and recently it has been revealed that he is now the first ever NBA billionaire to actively be playing in the NBA. But yes, business outlets are reporting and saying LeBron has made upwards of $121.2 million last year. And that is enough money to make him a billionaire. I don't know where they get these metrics of a nigga got to a billion. But like when Kanye became a billionaire, he had to wait like a couple years for niggas to be like, oh shit, Kanye's a billionaire. But as soon, like, do they have like a counter for the money that hits LeBron James' account? Like, did he wake up in the morning like, oh shit, a B? Shout out LeBron James on becoming a billionaire. And it looks like LeBron actually celebrated his, you know, newfound wealth. Well, not even newfound, nigga been rich, but he put out a heartfelt statement about his wife, about his wife Savannah James, just saying happy birthday. And I believe it was her birthday, and he was just, you know, after getting the B, the first thing you want to do is, of course, show appreciation to the woman who held you down for a long, and this goes off into basically what I was even talking about to open a pot up, man. Look at the fucking universe. Fucking, the first thing this black motherfucking superhero, this black legend, this black excellence figure, the first thing he does after, you know what I'm saying, reaching this milestone of becoming a billionaire, he thanks his life partner, his black queen, his love, his girl. And this is how you do it, man. And just knowing that they've been together since high school. Let me just read the message. He says, quick letter to my queen. Simply letting you know. Hold on. Am I reading this? Simply letting you know that I appreciate you more than this world has to offer. Been my rock. Holding this shit down from the very first jump ball. With all the bullshit that comes into our lives throughout the years. And on the daily, you never waved. You never flustered or allowed yourself to simply not be strong for me. For us, but more importantly, you. Where would I be today without you? I am dyslexic as fuck today. I'm sorry, y'all. Where would we be today without you? I think to myself quite often, the answer usually comes back to not even close to where you would have wanted to be in life. This is my appreciation post to you, my queen, because I'm simply letting you know the world and the world know I ain't shit without you. All I need in this life of sin is me and my girlfriend, aka best friend, aka wife, love, king. And posted a picture of them in high school at their prom. And now on the big boy private jet, man, you love to see it. You love to see it. You love to see it, man. And it's just another lesson for the kids who was listening in the beginning. Like, this love shit, you have to give your lover grace. You got to give them understanding and wrap them in love. You know what I'm saying? Soundboard going crazy. You know what I'm saying? When I say some real shit, the sirens go off, man. You know what I'm saying? But just salute the James, salute Savannah James, salute LeBron James for reaching a B power couple indeed. But just imagine, like, Savannah James probably had to go through so much shit, especially being with LeBron James. Come on. Like, you know, come on. It's LeBron. The arguably the greatest basketball player to ever pick up a basketball. You know how many hoes was coming at LeBron? You know, I don't know nothing about their relationship. I don't know none of these people, but I can almost guarantee you there has been a time where LeBron has slipped up. He has made a mistake and Savannah had to be like, I need time. I need my space. And she decided to fix the relationship. She decided to, it was worth it. This is my partner. I love them. I'm not giving up on him. I'm going to grow with him. And that's beautiful. Them both reaching that milestone. You know what I'm saying? It's super dope. Super, super, super dope. In other news, the opposite of relationship news, Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have broken up. Reports are saying it's been about a year that they've been together. And for some reason, I don't know why these reports come out on social media. Like, why? Like, granted, when their relationship first started, I myself did not even see it getting to a year. I called bullshit on relationship and said it was going to be over in a couple months. Technically, I was right. But it's like, to me, this was just an industry relationship. You're popping right now. I'm probably the most prominent popping male actor. This could work. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be seen in the light as a powerful black couple and all this. But I don't even know where they're getting this information from, but it's saying the two apparently separated. They're basically 10 years in age gap. I don't even know how they even noticed. I think this is coming from like Vanity Fair or something. But they're saying the problem was there was an age gap, a 10-year age gap between the two. And it looked like Michael B. Jordan, from the report, he was trying to settle down and really be with Shorty. And it looked like Lori Harvey isn't there yet. Like, she's still young. She still wants to sow her wild oats or whatever the fuck that means. And they're separating. Michael B. Harvey is no more, man. Sad day, but Future is somewhere celebrating.
She belongs to the streets.
Hey yo, fam. I mean, love and happiness to those two. I hope they either work it out or, you know, find somebody fucking new, or just keep hoeing in these streets. Cause I know the hoes is getting tossed at Michael B. Jordan. Go live your life for a little. I know you trying to settle down, become baby Denzel, but you got time, my man. You got time. In other news, just a little update on YSL and the YSL indictment. A lot of things are coming to the surface. A lot of things are being tossed out in the media. Reports of a YSL associate caught on a cell phone trying to get evidence destroyed. That report came out. There have been reports stating that Yat Gotti has given information to authorities. But the rapper, as well as Lit Gotti, came forward to deny those allegations of cooperation. It was also reported on Twitter that Gotti was accused of trying to commit crimes on behalf of YSL, but the journalist George Chitty has corrected those claims. hold on 1 second.
In regards to considering bond for Mr. Williams, I have considered the first consideration is if frequently appear at trial, and to a lesser extent, the other factors. And based upon the court's consideration of the proffer, the two things that the court has significant concerns about are him being a danger to the community in flight. And I'll state for the purposes of the record and purposes of my decision that I realize that Mr. Williams is presumed innocent. I realize that he has the presumption of innocence stays with him until the state, by sufficient evidence, is able to prove to a jury's satisfaction beyond reasonable doubt, I should say, that he is guilty of the offense or offenses charged. But however, in this particular circumstance, there have been significant proffers about Mr. Williams as being a danger to the community. In particular, the state's proffer that they have spoken to, taken proffers from other gang members and people who are in this particular indictment and they're not in this indictment, that he is the leader of the gang, he is dangerous, and if he crosses them, he'll kill them or their families. And the predicate or the review of the state, the concerns that I have are some of the statements that he's made about the threats and to others, and that have been chronicled in particular some of the predicate acts that have been stated for the court's consideration. Whether or not those acts, as Mr. Adams has pointed out, because they have to be proven in trial, is a discussion for another day. But at this point in time, in the aggregate, those particular discussions, in particular, the proffer from the people that the state has talked to already, the group chat that from 2015 starting, Anybody that goes in a courtroom and tells the God honest truth, they'll be fucking killed, pardon me for the language. And this threat is still being talked about. So that is of a concern to the court in regards to the danger to or threats to persons in the community. So and factors where there's no significant risk of intimidating witnesses or otherwise disrupting the administration of justice. That is the court's concern. The two major concerns that this court has is danger to persons and threats to intimidate other witnesses and obstruct the administration of justice. So I have some concerns about the flight that I share with Judge Wolf also indicated, but and I'm not going to hold it against him that he is very successful and has significant means, but those two factors in particular, threats to persons and the community or poses significant risk of intimidation of witnesses and otherwise obstructing administration of justice, the court has considered a number of the predicate statements and for those reasons in the aggregate, I'm going to not bond this time.
So basically that was the judge denying bond for Young Thug at this time, citing a significant concern that he would be a danger to the community or he could obstruct justice. And this is really, really, really sad because a lot is going on. A whole lot is going on. They're reading lyrics in court, lyrics that if you just read them word for word, it sounds fucking crazy. These aren't like the things in these songs aren't, they're creative. They're literally creative. Like artists go in the studio and think of the creativest way, the most creative way to say these things. And Young Thug being a pioneer in just music, he created a way how to say these things, but in an art realm, not to be in the real world. Because if he was just to say lyric by lyric in court, it's gonna sound kind of crazy with no context. Also, a lot of people coming out saying, yeah, Gotti ain't snitch, y'all finna stop playing and find another lie. It looks like lies are being created online. Also, prosecutors were claiming that they were using his lyrics, saying basically Young Thug rapped at YFN Lucci, saying, "Yo, I shot at your mom." Basically, let me see if I can get this.
Mr. Williams got into a beef, if you will, with another rapper by the name of Rayshon Bennett, also known as YFN Lucci. At some point, Lucci's mother was shot at, and the song comes out with Bad Boy that says, let's see, "You better watch the way you breathe around me, for that breath be your last, boy. Smith & Wesson 45 put a hole in his heart, better not play with me. Killers stay with me. I shot at his mommy, now he no longer mention me."
Yeah, if you just, like I'm saying, if you just read those lyrics, it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. Because in the real world, you just to say that to somebody, it'd be like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? But it's a song. It's in the context of music and it's sounding a certain way and just the bravado you have to put out there as an artist. Like artists, like everyone knows artists have this persona that they have to, you know, not even adhere by, but it's just their persona. It's not them. Just like Miley Cyrus was not Hannah Montana. If Hannah Montana said, yo, I fucking sucked 9 dicks, made it quick, like, that don't mean Miley sucked 9 dicks. You could maybe assume that Miley did, but Hannah's saying she did, because that's Hannah and they're two separate people. You know what I'm saying? Like, Young Thug is not necessarily Jeffrey Williams. Jeffrey Williams is not necessarily Young Thug. But in the eyes of the law, it looks like they're trying to treat it like that. And more news came out with the YSL claim. Basically, YSL co-founder turns himself in. The state claims Walter Murphy is the co-founder of YSL alongside Young Thug. He turned himself in. He was one of the 28 individuals named in the RICO indictment against YSL. Alongside Thug and Gunna, Walters is reportedly not in contact with any of the members.
In a sweeping racketeering conspiracy indict, Markey told you he's had no contact with Young Thug or the YSL in recent months.
Yeah, the indictment says or suggests that YSL is a criminal street gang that claims affiliation with the National Bloods Gang, and that Walter Murphy, along with Young Thug and a third person, were YSL founders. The Fulton County DA's office says that's one reason Murphy needs to be held accountable, along with shootings and more. But now, hear from Walter Murphy.
What are you about to do?
Right after this interview, I'm about to go on the grounds and turn myself in.
His lawyer, Jacoby Hudson, says just as Walter Murphy carries a YSL tattoo on his forehead from his past has landed him in a high-profile racketeering conspiracy indictment, putting his future in jeopardy. The indictment he surrendered on at the Fulton County Courthouse.
I intend on proving everyone his innocence.
You're facing a tough challenge now. How are you going to get through that?
The same way I got through everything else, with God. My faith.
Murphy is charged along with more than 24 others in a sprawling indictment alleging a criminal street gang called YSL.
I would rather say it was more like a record label or a family. Once upon a time, I was actually a road manager on that label.
An indictment that's attracted attention in part because of the gang and RICO conspiracy charges against famous rapper Jeffrey Williams, a.k.a. Young Thug.
Without question or hesitation, Mr. Williams committed no crime whatsoever.
Since you've been out of prison, have you had any contact with Young Thug or any other alleged members of YSL?
No.
Murphy is charged in one RICO conspiracy count, but as part of that charge, it alleges acts by Murphy, including an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon on or about September 11th, 2013, and attempted murder involving four different victims on or about April 12th, 2015. Hudson says Murphy had been charged in those incidents years ago, and he pled guilty in what's known as an Alford plea, basically to reduce charges, and until his surrender, had been out on parole since early this year.
I spent 7 years in prison. While I was in prison, I stayed out the way, and I just got my GED, completed all my classes, completed the transition center. I transitioned back into the world. I got me a job at the transition center.
He paid his debt to society.
Hudson says Murphy had been working until last week. The lawyer says in 2015, a prosecutor tried to get his client to cooperate against alleged YSL members, but he wasn't interested.
I did my time like a man.
Hudson says DA Fonnie Willis has mentored him since he was a young prosecutor.
She's my big sister, and I love her a lot.
And he's going to plead Murphy's cause to her, but he knows he's fighting an uptick in crime.
I just want the younger kids to know, no matter what you did, whatever you think you're a part of, you're bigger than that, and you can overcome it.
Were you a founder of YSL?
No comment.
Now the phone.
Yeah, man, this thing is heating up. I don't see it ending very good for really, really anybody, man. It's just a situation that just sucks. But one thing that really came out of it that was really just eye-opening. Kevin Lyles, who is the CEO of 300 Entertainment, who has signed Young Thug and also has signed YSL Young Stoner Life as basically like as an under label for Young Thug, basically spoke at I believe it was a deposition for, or no, excuse me, it was Young Thug's bond hearing. And just to see how much this black man believes in Young Thug and cares about him and his artist, he said he sees him as a son. It just speaks volumes. And it's a
pretty believe this whole thing that people are talking about, it's not him. The Jeffrey I know, the Jeffrey I know give me clothes off his back. The Jeffrey I know, I'm giving my kids, he give me his kids. That's the Jeffrey I know.
You mentioned lyrics. There's been a lot of argument by the prosecution about the lyrics and songs. Can you explain, if you have any insight, what is selling in the rap industry dealing with the lyrics, and why are they being promoted, and why are people wanting it?
Your Honor, you've I don't know how old you are, but you know,
older than you.
So, I've been fighting this battle for over 40 years. It's not new, and it's funny how we're the number one music in the world now, and they want to bring this back up. Now, we don't argue about any other movies or other genres of music that talk about I ran them over in my truck, or I got drunk and I went and shot them. We don't bring those things to court. But quote unquote our music, we've been on trial, and we constantly on trial about who we are, what we are, and why. And nobody gave us nothing, so we sit here on trial. We talk about lyrics. I don't understand the thing, but I would be here and I'm going to keep fighting for it because I believe self-expression, and I believe we should protect black art. We should protect black art, and I'm on trial for lyrics. Come on, man.
With regards to Mr. Williams, and the court may not be familiar, where does he rank in, if there is such a ranking, in the music industry?
Judge, that's not relevant to anything.
Shows his employment status, it's part of the Ayala factors, and whether the record company is going to continue to back him.
I think you've already established that to the witness.
Yeah, so basically, it was a lot of back and forth, with Kevin Lyles. There was another clip I wanted to play, basically, where he just spoke basically just spoke on the importance of why Young Thug is innocent, man. It was really telling. They even had a 15-year-old boy. I'm not gonna sit here and play all the clips, but I just think it was important because it just shows like the amount of people who really care for him. It shows that he has friends in high places. And that, man, this is something that the music industry and black people just in general have had to fight against, man. It's kind of like being treated as a second class citizen again, because it's like, yo, this person in this song over here just said, yo, he was cheating on, like, he was fucking my wife. He ran out the house. I shot him, ran him over. They just see that in country music is, man, he just telling a crazy story. He could be exaggerating or something. We're not really seriously looking into crimes like that. Like, they're not doing that. They only do it for our music and our stars and are just heroes, man. So just, you know, free all the YSL. More to come, man. More to come. In other news, man, Drake is just out here, man. What the fuck? Drake shows up to a Detroit bar unannounced and casually takes shots with fame. I don't know. Yo, ever since Drake signed that deal, it was like $500 million. He's out here gambling his ass off. He's just popping up random play. Like Drake just like, I don't, fam, I done did it all, my nigga. Like he's just popping up everywhere. He's popping up with J. Cole at basketball games.
Okay. Give me a tequila too.
You having fun in the city? Close to the beach?
Yeah. A whiskey type of thing. What the f- Drake just out here trying to fuck niggas science teachers. Shorty look like a whole English teacher, bro. Shorty looks like she just got off a fucking 8-hour shift at the fucking middle school. At the high school, and she just went out with her girls, and oh shit, here's Drake. Is she acting like, just this cute dude here, just, Yo, Drake is the fucking greatest, bro, like, bro, he's just out here. And other fucking funny news. Twitter got on Dr. Umar's ass. Apparently he was seen at the mall. He was at Cherry Hill Mall, and looks like he was shopping for some stuff, and someone caught him in a picture with a white girl. And if you know anything about Dr. Umar, you know he preaches black everything. If you don't have a black woman, if you not shopping at black stores, if your kids aren't going to a black school, if your kids aren't using black soap, he's on your ass. And this picture started to fucking flood the internet, and Dr. Umar decided to respond. He said, yes, I was at Cherry Hill Mall today. My iPhone crashed last night. The closest Apple store was available for an appointment in Jersey. I was leaving the mall. I stopped at a kiosk to view the incense and crystals. That non-African woman is simply the vendor. A supporter came by for a photo, a black man, which prompted her to ask me who I was. I told her. I was a popular psychologist in the black community. I paid for my merchandise and went on with my life. If you a dusty snow bunny love you. Yo, Dr. Umar. Dr. Umar is crazy, bro. I love, bro. His energy is unmatched because he is consistent. It's fucking consistent. He said, I paid for my merchandise and went on with my life. If you dusty snow bunny loving beta males don't believe me, then please visit the mall and ask her personally if we exchange phone numbers. I was dealing with food poisoning and wasn't in the mood for all that anyway. So chill. Haters, heavy is the head that wears the crown. Oh my god. And after that post, of course, let me see. Cherry Hill Mall, Persian American vendor destroys a cherry bunny skin. Hold on, let's see. I think she responded. The alleged snow bunny.
I'm not even white. I guess. Sure, but
so.
She came in and she was like, hey, can I record?
Yeah. So, the Persian lady, who is not white, has responded, said yes, he was looking at crystals, and the other health stuff. So I guess Umar, of course, was, listen, man, I didn't doubt Umar for one second. Yes, he was interested in maybe looking at some Persian crystals. Yo, the internet is funny as shit, though. Like, yes, it's false news. It's definitely false news. But it's just fucking funny, bro. Niggas is Dr. Umar at Cherry Hill. That bull wasn't low. Dr. Umar trying to defend himself against Snow Bunny allegations. Bro, the internet is fucking stupid. Umar has been snow bunnied. Oh my god.
Got your ass on camera. This is the clearest video I've ever seen. This is the most HD shit ever. This is 4K. How did they get you in 4K?
Oh man, fam, this shit is fucking funny.
Ain't a snow bunny on earth. If you can find her, find her. Show me a snow bunny who's gonna say she has some of this chocolate milk with her vanilla cookies. You can't find one. Find me a snow bunny who's gonna go live. I don't want no secrets. I don't do secrets. You got something to say about me? I want it live for the world to see. Show me the snow bunny who said Dr. Umar gave me some of his chocolate milk with my vanilla cookies. Find it. Find it.
Oh my fucking god, bro. The internet's undefeated, man. You can't beat the internet. You just gotta go along with the joke, man, because that shit was fucking hilarious. In other news, Jack Harlow has a fucking KFC meal coming. Rightfully so. Shout out to him because he is definitely from Louisville, Kentucky. So, him having a Popeye's meal is pretty dope. I think the commercial was narrated by Drewski. Shout out Drewski.
Yes, it is. You put mac and cheese on that, too. Secret recipe fries?
That's right.
Oh, that's a rant.
You should just make this my meal. Yeah, I gotta have it.
It's good.
Yeah, shout out fucking Jack Harlow for getting another sponsorship. KFC. Shout out, you know, him putting on the homie too, Drewski, to do the little voiceover for the commercial. Homies putting on homies. Super dope. Joe Budden has been in fucking headlines for just other shit. I ain't even gonna talk about that. Oh shit, we ain't even get to this shit. Johnny fucking Depp, man. Let's just go ahead and give that man a round of applause. Let's give him, let's hold Johnny Depp in our hearts, man. Johnny Depp, has been awarded $15 million. The trials, against him and his ex-wife, Amber Heard, has finally come to an end. Basically, according to TMZ, the jury sided with Depp, stating that Heard acted with malicious intent and that her words were, in fact, an example of defamation. So it was a defamation lawsuit. And basically, she was talking bad about him. And he's like, yo, you're defaming my character. You kind of fucking shit up for me in these movies. Yeah, I'm gonna need that 15. I'm gonna need that 15 from you, Amber.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what I need you to do, I need to give the forms back to you. When you find for a defamatory statement, one or more, you need to fill out the compensatory damages. It has to be at least $1 for compensatory damages and up to whatever you feel the damages should be. And for punitive damages, you can put a zero there or you can fill out that as well. But I need those lines filled out, okay? All right, so we'll be in recess till we hear back from them. Don't go too far, okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that wasn't the video I thought it was. But, basically,
First question, how is Amber doing? We saw her hearing that on. Verdict. It took a long time to read. It was a sweeping verdict for Johnny Depp. How did she handle it?
You know, one of the first things she said is, I am so sorry to all those women out there. This is a setback for all women in and outside the courtroom. And she feels it. She feels the burden of that.
Is there any other way to interpret this verdict, though, that this jury, for whatever reason, and I hear you on some of the evidence that they didn't hear, listening to Amber Heard, did not believe a single word?
You know, and that's because she was demonized here.
That was Amber Heard's attorneys, basically, I guess just caping for her client, saying, yo, she was demonized. She was made to look like this crazy, shitty person, even though the courts came to the understanding that she was actually claiming that Johnny Depp was this whole crazy, shitty person. And I guess he wasn't. Amber actually put out a statement, basically said, the disappointment I feel today is beyond words. I am heartbroken that the mountain of evidence was still not enough to stand up to the disproportionate power, influence, and sway of my ex-husband. I'm even more disappointed with what this verdict means to other women. Is it a setback? It is a setback. It sets back the clock to a time when women who spoke up and spoke out could be publicly shamed and humiliated. It sets back the idea that violence against women is to be taken seriously. I believe Johnny's attorney succeeded in getting the jury to overlook the key issue of freedom of speech and ignore evidence that was so conclusive that we won in the UK. I'm sad I lost this case, but I am sadder still that I seem to have lost a right I thought I had as an American to speak openly and freely. All right. Now, I wasn't going to comment. I was just going to read Johnny Depp's statement. But I do want to comment. Man, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear it. I didn't go through all the ups and downs of this case. I don't even know what was really said. I don't really care about this. But it's always some shit like this when the person is wrong. Some people just don't know how to admit they're wrong and they was fucked up and what you said was wrong. I'm sorry, Amber, but we're not falling for it. We're not fucking falling for it. Get over it. You lost. You said some shit. It was fucked up. You fucked your ex-husband out of millions of dollars. Fuck it. And let's see what Johnny had to say. 6 years ago, my life, of my children, the lives of those closest to me, and the lives of people who for many, many years have supported and believed in me were forever changed, all in the blink of an eye. False. Very serious and criminal allegations were leveled at me via the media, which triggered an endless barrage of hateful content. Although no charges were ever brought against me, it had already traveled around the world twice within a nanosecond, and it had a seismic impact on my life and my career. And 6 years later, the jury gave me my life back. I am truly humbled. My decision to pursue this case, knowing very well the height of the legal hurdles that would be facing me and the inevitable worldwide spectacle into my life, was only made after considerable thought. From the very beginning, the goal of bringing this case was to reveal the truth. Regardless of the outcome, speaking the truth was something that I owe to my children and to all those who have remained steadfast in their support of me. I feel at peace knowing I have finally accomplished that. I am and have been overwhelmed by the outpour of love, the colossal support and kindness from around the world. I hope that my quest to have the truth be told will have helped others, men or women, who have found themselves in my situation, and that supporting them will never give up. I also hope that the position will now return to the innocent. The position will now return to the innocent until proven and guilty, both within the courts and in the media. I wish to acknowledge the noble work of the judge, the jurors, the court staff, and the sheriffs who have sacrificed their own time to get to this point, and to my diligent and unwavering legal team who did an extraordinary job in helping me to share the truth. The best is yet to come, and a new chapter has finally begun. Vertes numquam perit, the truth never perishes. Johnny Depp. Yeah, man, two completely different statements. One saying, yo, we set back women, and all women have been heard and demonized, and then one person saying, yo, I just wanted to tell the truth. Thank you guys for listening to my truth. It's been hard for me and my family, but thank you to everyone who helped me get the truth out. I hope we can all move to a different chapter in our lives, because men can get abused too. We can finally say it, guys. We can finally be like, yo, some women be beating niggas up. Some women are aggressive, and some women just don't give a fuck. Some women are hurtful, and they hurt people, and they should be held accountable. Because for a majority, women don't get held accountable for a lot, but I'm not going to go into it because I love women. I love them. Not all women are like this. Some women are precious, and they understand the plight of men, and we understand the plight of women, and we should work together instead of working by ourselves, man, because we don't get shit accomplished if we work by ourselves and to further our own goals or whatever end result. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. Let's see what else. I hope we don't got too much. So I'm trying to get out of here. Should we get to new music? We will get to new music. Okay, it has been announced that Ray Shremmerd has teased Shrem Life 4 coming soon. I don't know when it's coming. They just said, yo, be on the lookout. About to get a dose of Shremmy. Time for that 4-4-4. Shrem Life 4, man, it's on the way. I don't know when it's coming, but I'll be ready and excited, man. I've been missing the two Shrem brothers who took the world by storm, man. They really did, straight from Mississippi. One of my favorite rappers, The Game, confirms a 30-song track list for Drillmatic. I don't know if I'm ready for 30 tracks by The Game, but I'll take it, because The Game is one of my favorite rappers. He does this rapping shit a lot better than a lot of these niggas, man. So I'm happy. I'll take a 30 song album. I'm not sure what's the cause behind this, if it's streaming reasons, if you just got all this music. If you got all this music, you just want to give it to us. But The Game's Drillmatic, Mind Versus Heart, is due on the 17th of June. And I can't wait, man. I cannot wait. What other music is coming out? XXXTentacion. I told you I watched his documentary last week. Pretty good. But it looks like he has an album coming out as well that goes with the documentary. It's going to be called Look At Me. The release date is June 10th, Friday, on a Friday. And they actually dropped a track list. It's apparently a two-sided album. with a lot of fucking tracks, about 36 tracks in total. Looks like they got some features from Ski Master, Slump God, some old songs too that weren't on DSPs. I guess they're adding them on there too. So not that many features. Just Kanye, Ski Master, Slump God, I'm seeing. But it's looking like a two-sided album with songs you've probably heard before, hopefully some new songs. But I think that's all that's going on that I really feel like talking about, man. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, kicking it with your uncle, man. Just remember, man, when you here, you guys are always family. Uncle's just gonna come in here, kick it with you, tell you what's real, just give you that unfiltered shit, man. Update you on shit that's going on, and you know, just vibe out with me, man. So I appreciate you coming, kicking it with your uncle for this brief time. And like always, man, I'll see y'all next week, God willing. And please, man, like always, wash your fucking hands. Wash your fucking face. Brush your fucking teeth. You know what I'm saying? Stay safe. Most importantly, man, stay dangerous. I love y'all. I'm out. You dick.
Hero.
Take you to heaven, I rock you and roll you like Zeppelin. Yeah, I'll fast like a one on my love, better catch a little baby. You falling in love in my heart. Got a key for your mom, but it's also a weapon. Ooh, way, ooh, way. Take you to heaven, I rock you and roll you like Zeppelin. Like a Tesla, you want all my love, better catch a little baby. You falling in love in my heart. Got a key for your mom, but it's also a weapon. Ooh, ay, ooh, ay. Take you to heaven, I rock you and roll you like Zeppelin. Yeah, fast like a Tesla, you want all my love, better catch a little baby. You falling in love in my heart. Got a key for your mom, but it's also a weapon. Ooh, ay, ooh, ay.
Yes, sir. Ski, once again, man, thank you so much for tuning in, tapping in, kicking it with your uncle. I see y'all next time, and like always, man, please wash your dirty ass hands, clean your dirty ass face, stay safe, and most importantly, man, stay dangerous. It's your uncle, man. I'm go get a bag, man. Get out your fucking feelings. Some real shit right here.
Busy like a cornerback last week. The pack got intercepted. And I'm making big investments. Flavors got a large selection. Caught a play inside Balenciaga. Caught a play inside the trenches. Give him money, need it. He play, I'ma up it. They don't want no smoke, we gon' roll them. They know we fight love. They just want the pressure, we got it. This here high. I be catching plays on them daily. I have a clientele. I should change my name to Le'Veon. The way I'm having bills,
hard times we prevail. Spent years manifesting. Another day, another lesson. Took it all as a blessing. Put it all in my craft. It took me to another level. Got tricky, took a deep breath and got creative. I remember vividly, y'all ain't really see the vision, but never did complain about that. I was on a mission, did a play inside Balenciaga. Elevated, moving different, taking calculated risks. Skills still in the kitchen. It was 5 in the morning, I was up, couldn't sleep. And if I didn't get that money, then my son wouldn't need. And look, I didn't finish school, so I was back in the streets. And look, them police was trying to assassinate me.
Busy like a cornerback, last week the pack got intercepted. And I'm making big investments, flavors got a large selection. Caught a play inside Balenciaga, caught a play inside the trenches. Give money, he play, I'ma up it. They don't want no smoke, we gon' roll them. They know we fucked up, they just want the press, we got it. This here high. I be catching plays on them daily. I have a clientele. I should change my name to Le'Veon. The way I'm having bills,
made a way. Always knew that it'd be better days, better ways, better life, better everything. Never change. Just elevated my mind frame. Discipline. Go hard, gotta make it shake. Always had a plan, even when I lived in the A. You don't understand, I put that work in every day. I don't got sh** to hide, I was doing bad. Beast mode activated, I was down to my last. It was 5 in the morning, I was up, couldn't sleep. And if I didn't get that money, then my son wouldn't need. And look, I didn't finish school, so I was back in the streets. And look, them police was trying to assassinate me.
Busy like a cornerback, last week the pack got intercepted. And I'm making big investments, flavors got a large selection. Caught a play inside Balenciaga, caught a play inside the trenches. Give money, he play, I'ma up it. They don't want no smoke, we gon' roll them. They know we fucked up, they just want the press, we got it. This here high. I be catching plays on them daily. I have a clientele, I should change my name to Le'Veon. The way I'm having bills.
Denied.